पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतुष तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके We have begun our Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. You know that we have told yesterday the reasons why Krishna descended to this world. One of the most important was, the reason was that all the demons which were killed in the battle of Lanka battle in Lanka by Ram or by Hanuman or by anyone seeing Ram or Lakshman, they came in any king families, they became king, very powerful. Jarasandha. Kali came in the form of Duryodhan and his associates like Dushasan, Karna, Shakuni, all. Kaljaman came and his associates, so many. So these demons in the form of Kshatriya king, they came very, very powerful. So, Prithvi, the predominating deity of this earth, could not tolerate the weight of all. The weight of all these demons. Why? Because they are doing so many nonsense things. They are not following Vedic culture. They were not giving proper respect to ladies, wives. Not proper respect to their fathers, mothers. And especially they were against devotion of Krishna. They were demolishing the temples, slaughtering cows, cutting green forests and especially mango trees. like the trees who has so much good fruits. And they especially were against bhakti. Kansa also apparently he was seen like the son of Ugrasen, but really he was not his son. His wife once came to his father's house and she was on the bank of Jamuna with her sakhis. In the meantime, a very big powerful demon named Drumil came and at once he kidnapped her. And thus in his home, Kalnemi came as Kans. So he was really not Jadav. So he became like Drumil Daitya, always against them. After some time he became very powerful. He disobeyed his father, captured him and gave him jail, and he became himself very powerful king. All were fearing. They left all, so many Jadavas left their kingdom. Here and there, they fly away, run away. In the meantime, the brother of Ugrasen, whose name was Devak, Devaki was very dear daughter of Devaki, of Devak, his father, and also Ugrasen. So, very lovely to them, lovely to all, very beautiful. So, King Ugrasen gave marriage to this daughter, Devaki, to Vasudeva Maharaj, who was in the dynasty of Sursen, in the line of Jadu Maharaj. Sursen has two wives, one from Gop and another from Kshatriyani. So from Kshatriyani, Vasudev came, and from Gop, Parjanya came. Vasudev, not this is Sursen. So Parjanya and Sursen were like brothers. And from Sursen, Vasudev Maharaj, and Parjanya, Nanda Maharaj, they were like brothers. They have so much bosom friendship between them. So when Devaki marriage was finished, and Kans, he was very fond of his sister Devaki. So on his own golden chariot, she took his brother-in-law and Devaki, his sister. And he was taking it, driving himself with great care and very love and affection. When they were going in the midst time, an aerial voice came, "Oh, foolish Kans, to whom you are taking with so much honor the eighth child of your sister Devaki, will kill you at once." And hearing this, he jumped up from the chariot and took of Devaki. And he took his sword at once, and he wanted to cut at once. But Vasudeva Maharaj was very tolerant. He wanted to please Kans. Kans heard from aerial voice that the those who will come from the womb of Devaki in 8 times, he will kill you. So he was very fearful and he believed in that. But he wanted to change it, that if Devaki is killed, no womb. And thus I will be saved. So first I should kill her. So he attempted to kill. But Vasudeva Maharaj also heard the same voice. And he was very happy hearing. Kans cannot kill Devaki. Never and never. Because it has been told in Ariel. It cannot be never omitted. Never. It will not. So he knew that he cannot do anything. But he was telling, my dear brother, oh, why you are killing this, your sister? Why you are? She was so lovely. And in Indian culture, Vaidhi culture, anyone should not kill anyone without any reason. So she is your very lovely sister. Why you are doing so? Nonsense, you should not do. But he was not in a mood of to hearing. He was at once going to stop a little. Those who have come to this world, they must die. Must. Anyone cannot. You will also die. Myself also. The children also will die. So Devaki will also die in her time, and you will also die. So those who have taken birth, they must die. So why you are doing so? You should not do. You should stop. Especially, anyone should not kill any lady. And you are so much strong personality of person, and this she is your sister, and very weak. Or you should, if you want to, or kill, you can kill Jarasandha and so many big, big personality. You can quarrel with them. Why to this lady? But even he was not stopped. Then he told, don't worry. Oh, if by chance, instead of, if Devaki will die before that womb, why you are? It may be. Or if you are dying, you are dead, then what is? Why you are going? You should stop. But even he could not stop. Then he told, oh, if you are so fearful, then I will give all the homes of Devaki, and you can do any whatever you want. Then he became satisfied. He knew that Vasudeva Maharaj tells what? He followed that. He cannot speak any wrong thing. Never and never. From beginning he used to know. So he told, yes, you can go now. No harm. And then they returned. But Vasudeva Maharaj was not happy. Why? Khane rushta, khane tushta. Rushta, tushta, khane, khane, अव्यवस्थित चित्तानां प्रसादोपभयंकरी. Those who sometimes anger becomes, and next moment he becomes very peaceful, changing always. So his mercy is also very bhayankar, very
dangerous.
So he was thinking, now he is very happy and by promise, and he is returning to home, and myself also. But next moment he may call us, and he will try again to kill Devaki. So he was not. So what is it in this world which demons cannot do? Bad things. And for sadhu, what good thing that they cannot do? Opposite. So, in the meantime, Maharshi Narad, with his Veena, entered Mathura. And he met Kansa. Kansa worshipped him with so much honor. Oh, my Gurudev has come. Then Narada told, do you know that all these Jadubanshi are like demigods? The gods were assembled and they're making a plan to kill you. So don't think that now I'm peaceful. I have heard all these things. So I have come to
warn you.
Told you. What you did? Gods are very tricky. Who will be the eighth? It is not certain. If you will begin from second, then what will be?
First will be eighth.
In cyclical order. No certainty of demigods. So, you have let that boy that Vasudev gave. So, you should again capture them and gave in jail. Otherwise, what will happen? I don't know. All will be very strong and they will help AIDS to kill you. And after that he went to Vasudev Maharaj.
Narad.
And he also did pranam. Don't worry. Oh, Supreme Personality of Godhead, welcome in the home of Devaki. Let him do torture. But don't. Never be what? Against tolerance. Be peaceful. Hope that Supreme Personality will come and save you. Don't be. And thus he went. Why he did? Because the deity of earth was incapable of taking the weight of this. So Narada Rishi wanted that Krishna should come very soon. If he will torture the devotees, Krishna will come very soon. Otherwise he cannot. So if anyone threatening cows, giving so much problem for devotees, against chanting and Nagar Sankirtan, then Krishna will appear, or he will send his Chakra Sudarshan at once to cut all the heads of all the demons. So Narada went strictly did. So he wanted that Kansa should be involved in more torturing. And thus Krishna will come very soon. And that is why he did. After going, oh, comes captured again, Vasudeva and Devaki. In the jail, first son came. And there is named something in Srimad. And then, oh, Devaki was weeping so much bitterly. But he told that, I have promised, I must do. So he took that son and gave it to Maharaj Kans. Kans took and began to smile. Oh, very dear son. Oh, he will not kill me anyhow. He forget that Narad. And then he returned. But after some time, again he called. And then sixth son came every year, and Vasudeva Maharaj used to give, and he used to kill them. How? Taking their left and their behind their legs on very big stone. Like this. So the six sons were killed. And when seventh came, oh, Vasudev, and all were very worried. Oh, no Om came. But there was Om. It, what?
Like a miscarriage.
Tum bhi bahut dur rehta hai.
Miscarriage.
Miscarriage. So, like a liquid it came out. Why? Because Krishna himself asked Yogmaya, you should take the womb of Devaki and keep in the womb of Rohini, who is in Gokul, at once. So he took. She took that Om. Anyone could not know from Om, and it went where? In the Rohini Om. He kept. So Rohini was that keeping Om there. There Baldev was already. Who Baldev? Brajir Barle, he was there. And this also went there. So together they become one. Anyone could not know. He mixed. As the son of Devaki Krishna, four-handed, he was mixed in Brajendanandan, in same way. But this mysterious thing, secret, anyone could not know. Oh, the devotees like Narad or they may know this. After this, at the same time, Yashoda was also pregnant. And thus, this Om came in the Rohini. And after that, at the same time, after some time, Devaki was also pregnant. In the eighth month, oh, Krishna came in the womb. Partly in the womb of Devaki, as Narayan, Vasudev, four-handed, with opulence, and Krishna fully Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar came in the womb of Mother Yashoda. Any womb can be completed, perfect, in how much? 9 months or 10 months?
9 months.
To cheat Krishna, to cheat Kans. Oh, what did Krishna? Oh, by the influence of Jogmaya, Devaki also and Yashoda also, in the same time, they gave a birth of a child. They are not from home. Like 16 years age, with so many golden ornaments, hair, long, long hairs, curved hair, very beautiful, Shankh Chakra Gada Padma. You know Shankh Chakra Gada Padma? Council, Chakra. Very beautiful. Oh, young is a boy, like Narayan came out at once. How it came from the womb, they could not realize. Vasudeva and Devaki. And they began to pray. Oh, we remember. In last past, our birth, we were Vishnu and Sutapa. And we prayed. We did so much hard austerity that you should come like a sun in our home. And there, Drona and Dhara, they have done aradhana of Krishna himself, Prajendranandan. Oh, we want to have a love and affection like father and mother. And we should love you like father and mother, and we want to support and nourish like a baby. So we want love and affection. So Krishna came to Devaki and Vasudev, like 400, a son, but partly son. They could not have any pastimes, they could not enjoy any pastimes of Krishna. So, and here in the Yashoda, two children came. First, Krishna, Vrajendranandan Shyamasundara, like a baby, no hairs, nothing, having some connection with Mother Yashoda, and weeping, kya, kya, kya. No, oh, Krishna came. No plans, nothing, simple. And there, in jail, Vasudev came from jail, and he kept that son in the house of Mother Yashoda in the bed, and he took the girl, and he returned. And when he returned, the doors of iron gates were again closed. And all the now guards, those who were sleeping, oh, they now. And they heard the voice of weeping girl. And they at once went to running away to Kans. Maharaj Kans, a baby has come. And he at once ran away with his sword and entered there. But he saw that a lady baby, girl, baby girl. And then also these demigods tell lie, they can tell lie. How this girl came? He became astonished. But even, demigods are very cheaters. Anyhow, I should kill her. Devaki was weeping. He never wept for his sons, but she is weeping for this girl. Why? Because she has been donated. If she cannot return this girl to Yashoda and Nanda, she has no right to return his son. So he was very Barichintit.
Worried.
Why? If I told that, I'm giving this book to you. And for this, you can keep something to me. So when I will return, you should return my thing. So exchange was like that. So Devaki was weeping that if Kans kills this girl, then how I can return to Nanda and Yashoda, and how can I return my son? So she was weeping so much. And in the meantime, Kans came and he snatched forcibly from the lap of weeping her sister. And at once he tried to throw out on the any stone. But in the meantime, that girl became 800. Not only 400, became 800. And so many weapons in her hands. And she only touched the head of Kansa. And she like dashed. Dhakka diya, pairo se. Kicked. And Kansa at once fell down. Fell down. And he said, who did this? Anyone, demigods cannot do like this. So who did? And he saw that, his own worshipable deity, O Durga, Ashtabhuja, 800. And she told, Kansa, how you can kill me? You cannot. Your enemy has taken birth anywhere. Don't worry. The aerial sound of the demigods will be true. And then she disappeared. And what became? Kans became very worried for it. What should we do? And he called all the demons, his friends. And a big assembly was there. What to do? Where he has taken birth? So we should try to kill him. Now he was repenting that why I could not kill my sister. Anyhow, after that, what became in Gokul? Badhai bajane lagi. कृष्ण ने जन्म लियो गोकुल में बधाइयां बजने लगी. सो बधाई मीन्स सो मेनी ड्रम्स एंड सो मेनी थिंग्स. ए बिग महोत्सव वाज डन देयर एंड इन दैट महोत्सव ऑल द गोप्स एंड गोपी हु हर्ड दैट इन दिस ओल्ड एज नॉट ओल्ड एज बट मिडिल एज नंद बाबा हैज ब्यूटिफुल सन. Very beautiful son. So they began to bring curd, milk, so many presentation and singing. So here so much festival was going on. And Kansa assembly was sitting and thinking what? What to do? Very big dilemma. So, all the demons were assembled there and they began to think, that baby has taken birth to any fire she is. So we should discover and try to kill. Putana told, my dear brother, Kans, why you are so worried? I know so much thing, tricky thing. I know Siddha Mantra. Siddha Mantra?
Mystic power, I have so much mystic power, I get perfection in mantra.
So I know. Quickly I will search where that boy is. Don't worry. I will kill all the boys. Oh, those who have taken birth?
10 days
and after 10 days. So 10 days before and 10 days after. So that boy must be in that. And quickly I will do. She has no baby. Very cruel. But he took a form of very beautiful mother. And she used to go to village to village. And the boys who had taken birth 10 days before, and she began to kill. She began to what? Oh, taking that. Eating their flesh and blood. Like, oh, demons, he also, like murgi, hen,
chickens,
you know,
baby,
and cutting and giving some mashallah and like this. So like this. Anyhow, she came to Gokul. Gokul is a place, transcendental place. Any demon cannot come. But how this she came? Only by the help of Jogmaya. Jogmaya wanted to renew the love and affection of all the Brijbasi, Nanda, Yashoda to Krishna. Always renewing. Like in these countries. Oh, all males, they want to enjoy new wives. So renew. Oh, nothing is there for them. Oh, they can give up. They can divorce and new wind come. For ladies also. Oh, this is like a what? Play. Like a play. Very. So, what was I telling?
Renew.
So, Jogmaya allowed to come to this Putana. What she was doing? She was going village to village and killing the boys, babies. Of whom? Of the demons. Not any devotion. Jogmaya played a trick. She used to go to the demon's house. And by their past birth impression, oh, that time was up to that time. So, if there were so many babies, she used to take them. But she could not touch any devotion, the gopas, real gopas, never. Or any jadubansi. So, after some time. Oh, so quickly came in Gokul. And what happened? Oh, any kirtan. Oh, Ram Vijay. Oh, you should come near, boy, and do. Oh, suna. Hey, Madhav Maharaj. Ito chalo peshab. You should do kirtan. A very good kirtan. With very
loud voice.
Loud. I'm just coming. Fainted, uh-huh. But other gopis.
And they took Krishna off of the body of Putana, and they were very grateful that Lord Narayan has saved our son. Then they wanted to destroy the body of this demon. So they cut her up, chopped her up in little pieces, and set her ablaze. And there was a very aromatic scent that came from her body.
Why?
Because when Krishna killed her, he actually gave her liberation. There's a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Aho Bhakiyan, that who else should I accept as my Lord and Master than Krishna, who, although this giant demon, Putana, came to kill him with the poison from her breast that she smeared on her breast, Krishna gave her liberation. So much so that she became just like a nurse in Golok. So if Krishna is so merciful, why should I approach anyone else for giving me shelter? So her body was very aromatic and she attained liberation. This same Putana, who was strong as 10,000 elephants, and could not take Krishna off from her breast by all of her strength, when Krishna was not using any endeavor to stay on there, that same Krishna was taken from the breast of Yasoda just by one hand, without any of her endeavor, with all of his endeavor to hang on just like a monkey, with his teeth on her breast and his arms around her, when she went to get the milk that was boiling over, to turn off the flame from the milk that was boiling over. So we can see that Mother Yasoda, although just as an innocent mother, she is millions of times more powerful than Putana. And Mother Yasoda's breast milk, just one atom of her breast milk, makes the whole pure Dakshai ocean on which Lord Narayan is resting, on the ocean of milk in Swaita Dweep.
Thank you. So who was this Putana? In his past birth.
Google Gorachandaya Radhikai Tadalai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo.
They are ready?
In her previous life, what did Putana do to come into this very unique position of trying to kill Krishna and being delivered by him? So, in Quran, it has been explained that in a previous age, there was a king, his name was Bali Maharaj, and he had one daughter, his daughter's name was Ratnamala. So when the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu came to the council of Bali Maharaj in the form of Balmandev, at that time he was like a small boy and very beautiful and very attractive. So the daughter of Bali Maharaj, when she saw him, at once a parental mood began to swell within her heart and she was very much attracted. And the desire came to her, oh, I wish that this boy was my own son. So, Balmandev, he noted this desire. Yes, I should fulfill this. But then, when Balmandev assumed a huge form and with two steps took everything in the universe away from Bali Maharaj, and then with his third step kept his foot on the head of Bali Maharaj, and in addition to this, even though Bali Maharaj had surrendered everything to him, still he bound up Bali Maharaj with a nagpas, snake ropes, then his daughter became very angry. She thought, oh, if he was my child, oh, then I would give him poison. I would poison him. So, Balmandev, he noted this desire. Yes, I will fulfill it. So, in her next life, she had the chance to take Krishna, like her own child, in her lap and give him a breast. But at the same time, she had the chance to try to poison him. Yet, Krishna is so merciful that he never saw any bad things in her. Only Krishna speaking, she came to me like a mother, saying, oh my child, please, I want to take him in my lap. So she came with a motherly mood to him. He accepted this mood. And by the touch of Krishna's lips, Krishna did not kill her. Rather, her body is what? Only her bad karma, her false ego, and all sinful reactions in one solid mass. This is the material body. Only a mass of sins, karma, and false ego. So by the touch of Krishna, he purified that body. And so it appears that she has died. And at once, he sent her to Goloka Vrindavan. And there, she is there today, to this very day, like an assistant to the nursemaid in the house of Mother Yashoda. Nursemaid is Kalimba, and her assistant is Krishna. Now she is there, and every day she has a chance.
Where she is?
Krishna.
Where she is?
Goloka Vrindavan.
Not Vrindavan, in Golok. She cannot go in Vrindavan.
Never.
In only Golok.
Srila Gurudev is making a very important distinction. In the highest planet, beyond Vaikuntha, beyond Nishinulok, beyond Ayodhya, there is the planet, it is called Golok. But this planet of Krishna, Golok is the border, the circumference, the boundary, and there Krishna is present with all his associates. But there is a mood of Aishwarya, and also Swakya mood between Radha and Krishna. So Putana, she went there. But those who will approach Krishna with a relationship, not wanting to kill him, but chanting his name with Sambandagan, Krishna, you are my son, Krishna, you are my friend, Krishna, you are my beloved, then where will they go? They cannot go to Golok, because even Putana, who wanted to kill Krishna, went there. Those who approach Krishna with a faithful mood, chanting his name, with relation, with Sambandagan, they must go higher than that. Higher than Golok is Dwarka, higher than that Mathura, and higher than that, Braja Vrindavan, the most confidential and secret place for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world to give to all the jivas a love of Krishna in that place of Braja Vrindavan.
Thank you. So who was this Putana? They should be ready. Drama players, they should be ready. So who was Putana? Putana means, the word Putana in Sanskrit. Putana. Those who are not pure for bhakti. Like demons. So much
impurity.
By killing. By slaughtering cows. Or drinking the
wine,
also the blood of
children,
or anyone's blood, all are demons. If you are taking pyaaj, lahsun,
onion, garlic,
even that you should give up. What has been warned to take in our epics, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sanatana Goswami has told, oh, we should try to follow. We should not take tamasic and rajasic, even sattvic. We should offer, if it is sattvic, we can offer to Krishna and we can take Mahaprasad. Otherwise, no. Anything which is not offered to Krishna, even water, oh, you should not take. So, even water comes, you should, by mind, or you should offer to Krishna. And then you can take. Otherwise, no. So, if you are not offering and taking, it is like a urine and a stool. It has been told. So, try to offer everything which is qualified and pure to offer Krishna. Don't offer chai, coffee. And all these things, never. Even some devotees in Bengal, who are like Sahajiya, they offer fish to Krishna. Oh, you should not do anything which is not offered, and you should not do. Try to be pure. How you can pure? Be pure. Having no malicious, no envy to any devotees. If anyone is criticizing devotees or beating them, criticizing them, making so many problems for them, oh, what they are, more than demons. So we should be very careful about this. Otherwise, you cannot serve Krishna. Go on. or they will, Ramchandra cannot give this. Only Krishna can give this thing. He has right reserve. He can liberate so many if they are devotees. But for demons to whom he will kill, oh, not hatari gati dayak, in that he will give liberation and his birth will be stopped. But for others, those who are doing devotional activities, oh, for them they can grip prem and they can go to Golok, to Ramlok or Vaikunth, they can do. Oh, Krishna is Krishna. He can give. No harm. He can give. In Tattva, Krishna and he is same. No harm. Now they should be ready and make a place here and where they should make a place, they should make. You can come here.
Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patita